Good morning. Welcome to Christ for Us. This is Pastor Rolf Preuss. Last week, I preached at the ordination of my son, James, at Trinity Evangelical Lutheran Church in Ottumwa, Iowa. This is the sermon that I preached. Our text is 1 Timothy 4, verse 16. Take heed to yourself and to the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this you will save both yourself and those who hear you. You will save. Now that's an amazing statement. Nobody but Jesus can save us from our sins, but here St. Paul says that Timothy will save both himself and those who hear him. Paul is writing not only to Timothy, but to all the pastors that God sends to preach. According to these inspired words of St. Paul the Apostle, you, James, will save both yourself and those who hear you. Now, the pastor doesn't do the saving. The doctrine he teaches does. The pastor does the teaching through which God saves both him and those who hear his teaching. There is no greater task on this earth than to teach the doctrine that God gives his preachers to teach. St. Paul writes, "This is a faithful saying. If a man desires the position of a bishop, he desires a good work." Jesus himself established this office. When pastors carry out its task, God saves sinners from hell. God saves sinners by teaching them. God teaches them through men. The word God gives you to teach is how God will save sinners. Now, God could preach through angels, and he has done so. God could speak through the mouth of a donkey. He's done that too. But God has revealed that he wants to speak his saving doctrine through the mouths of men. God has established an office in his church of preaching the gospel and administering the sacraments of Christ, and the chief duty of this office is to teach the teaching through which God saves souls. This is why the ministry of preaching is the highest vocation to which a man can be called. Preaching and hearing God's saving truth is where God justifies sinners through faith. We Lutherans subscribe to the Augsburg Confession. In Article 4, we confess, "Our churches also teach that men cannot be justified before God by their own strength, merits, or works, but are freely justified for Christ's sake through faith when they believe that they are received into favor and that their sins are forgiven on account of Christ, who by his death made satisfaction for our sins. This faith God imputes for righteousness in his sight." Romans 3 and 4. That's what we confess. The true faith is the faith that believes that God forgives us our sins and rescues us from everlasting punishment freely for Christ's sake. God does not forgive us or justify us because we deserve it. We don't deserve it. He forgives us on account of Christ's obedience and death. We owed God obedience. Jesus paid it. We deserved God's punishment. Jesus suffered it. For Christ's sake, God justifies, that is, he forgives us unworthy sinners of all our sins and gives us, in the place of our sin, the perfect righteousness of Jesus. We believe this. And through this faith, we receive the forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation. This faith is confidence that we are forgiven of our sins, are living under God's favor, are at peace with God, and are headed to heaven. What greater gift could there be than to have this confidence? What greater privilege could there be than to be put into the preaching office by God himself? In the fifth article of the Augsburg Confession, we confess, "In order that we may obtain this faith, the ministry of teaching the gospel and administering the sacraments was instituted. For through the word and the sacraments, as through instruments, the Holy Spirit is given, and the Holy Spirit produces faith where and when it pleases God in those who hear the gospel." The words, "that we may obtain this faith," mean that we may be justified, that we may be justified through faith, is why God established the office into which he ordains you today. This is what is at stake. This is why you should take heed to, pay close attention to yourself and to the teaching. Souls are at stake. The ministry of the Word and sacraments is not child's play. It is not an avocation that you can try until you find something more suitable. It is your life. So watch yourself. The devil hates faithful preachers. When preachers fall into sin, the demons in hell rejoice, if these creatures are capable of such a thing. Those devoted to the godless doctrines of our godless culture love to discredit ministers of Christ. A man who becomes guilty of adultery, theft, or other sin by which he can no longer be regarded as blameless is useless as a pastor. That's why St. Paul teaches that the bishop must be blameless. The enemies of the gospel will attack the gospel by attacking those who preach it. We watch ourselves, not only in regard to those sins that would disqualify us from the office, we watch our faith. We examine ourselves. When preparing a sermon, preach it to yourself. Don't confess your sins in your sermons. You don't preach yourself. But when you preach the law, preach it first to yourself. When you preach the gospel, what goes out of your mouth into the ears of your hearers is intended for your ears as well. When you know that you are justified by Christ's blood, your life is secure. God saves you through the gospel you preach to others. This is why you take heed to the doctrine. James, you are the seventh of your parents' sons to be ordained. You are also the youngest. You are only 26 years and 3.5 months old, but I've got you beat. I was only 25 years and 11 months old. There were over a dozen pastors at my ordination. The oldest of them put his hands on my head and quoted to me what Paul said 4 verses prior to our text for today, "Let no one despise your youth, but be an example to the believers." I admit that I have learned a few things since I was your age, but I haven't learned anything new. I have been confirmed in what I already knew. When I was your age, I knew how important the pure doctrine is. It is more precious than anything else we have. You know it. Don't ever forget it. If you continue to know and appreciate how important it is to believe, teach, and confess the truth, you will be able to do what God today gives you to do. They say there are more important things than the truth we have learned and are called to teach. They are wrong. The doctrine is God's. That He would entrust what is holy and powerful to rescue sinners from guilt and damnation to sinners like us is too amazing to fathom. Many scoff at the idea that flawed and sinful creatures like us can speak words that save sinners from hell. But we do. Don't ever forget it. The inherent power of God's Word is the foundation on which you rest your confidence that when you preach it, God will work through it. You can't make the Word of God do anything at all. You can only preach it. Don't be afraid to do so. Preach the law. Preach against the public sins of the high and mighty. Remember that the civil law is a teacher. Sometimes a false teacher. When the Supreme Court attacks divine law and holy institutions, whether the decision to manufacture a constitutional right to kill unborn babies in 1973 or its presumption to redefine marriage in 2015 to sanctify serial same-sex sodomy, it is our duty as ministers of the Word to condemn these sins against God and crimes against humanity. Preach the law. Preach against adultery, greed, fornication, theft, false witness, idolatry, selfishness, and pride. Preach the law without compromise. If it makes people feel bad about themselves, that's good. They should. Contrition and self-esteem aren't exactly harmonious concepts. It is your job to blast the gospel of self-esteem from the pulpit. You must correct false doctrine because, as St. Paul warns us, the time will come when people won't endure the sound doctrine, but will heap up for themselves teachers to teach what their itching ears want to hear. Above all, you must preach Christ crucified for sinners. Don't ever assume that they already know it. Don't preach about it, thinking you don't need to verbalize it. It can never be left unsaid. You preach what Jesus did. It's amazing how many Lutheran preachers think they've preached the gospel when they haven't talked at all about Christ's vicarious satisfaction, his fulfilling of the law for us, and his suffering on the cross, the punishment of our sins. The reason we were forgiven when Jesus rose from the dead is because he really is the Lamb of God who took away the sin of the world on the cross. Preaching Christ crucified means preaching the forgiveness of sins, not as a possibility or something that might be theirs, if and when they do this or that, but as the gift of God here and now. Preach it purely. Your great-great-great-grandfather, Hermann Amberg Preuss, preached on this text at the ordination of two men 150 years ago on July 23, 1865. He wrote, quote, "But you are also to proclaim the gospel in its truth and purity, free and unconditioned, sweet and pleasant, as God has given it to us. Woe to the blind guides who, out of ignorance or from pride, since they rely upon their own works, set up all kinds of conditions and restrictions about around the gospel of God and build a fence around Golgotha, just as there was around Sinai. They forbid other people access to the kingdom of heaven and do not want to enter it themselves. They make the gospel into a law, and instead of luring the anxious and frightened sinner to faith, to the freedom and salvation of children of God in Christ Jesus, by holding before him the undeserved and unending love of God in Christ Jesus, which he has earned for everyone, and which he wants to give everyone so that everyone can be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth, they place a new burden upon him, which he can as little bear as the former. Therefore, let us above all apply ourselves so that we proclaim the pure and unabridged gospel of Christ. It justifies, it gives life, it saves. It also makes holy and pious people, and nothing but the gospel of Christ does such a thing." Brothers and sisters in Christ of Trinity Lutheran Church, I greet you from your brothers and sisters in Christ at Trinity Lutheran Church in Sydney and St. John Lutheran Church in Fairview, Montana. God has given you a pastor who wants to teach you the doctrine that saves us and to administer the sacraments that belong to it. He loves God's teaching because it has saved him. That's why he wants to teach it to you. I have addressed this sermon to him, but I know you've been listening. I ask you in the name of him whose blood justifies us and presents us before the throne of God as saints to receive this young pastor as your elder, as your teacher sent to you from God. Come to church faithfully, attend Bible class, ask your pastor for instruction in the saving doctrine. This will bring both you and him great joy, for there is nothing more precious in this life than the pure and saving doctrine of God's Word. This is why we love, support, and pray for our pastors through whom God teaches it to us. Amen. We thank you for being with us today on Christ for Us, a confessional Lutheran broadcast. We invite you to attend the services of our parish. Sunday morning, we have church at St. John Lutheran Church in Fairview at 8:30 and at Trinity Lutheran Church in Sydney at 10. Tune in next Sunday for the next broadcast of Christ for Us.